Entrepreneurs with Debbie Amini.
کارآفرینان
روز بخیر و وقت خوش شنوندگان عزیز برنامه کارآفرینان. من دبی امینی هستم و خوشحالم که در خدمت شما عزیزانم در این قسمت از برنامه ها با همکاری کارگردان فنی خوبمون آقای فرشاد بلندیان و مهمان عزیز امروز، مهمانی که بعد از این خودشون گوینده و میزبان برنامه های رادیو خواهند بود در بخش ارمنی زبان سوکال آرمینین 95.5 FM HD3 موجی هست که سوکال آرمینین پخش میشه و خانم ماریا پالانجیان در اونجا خودشون برنامه خودشون رو اجرا خواهند کرد. ماریا پالانجیان، welcome to Radio Iran and thank you for being with us today.
Salam. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm glad that you practice your saying hi in Farsi. That was a nice salam.
My husband is Persian Armenian, so he speaks fluent Farsi. I wish I knew more, but
little by little, it's never late. دوستان، خانم ماریا پالانجیان خودشون از کارآفرینان موفق هستند و تجارب بسیار بارزی در قسمت شروع، پایه‌گذاری و بازاریابی دارند. ایشون مالک دو کمپانی بزرگ به نامهای گلوبال فلای و همچنین رومال لیف هستند. در آژانس بازاریابی گلوبال فلای از بین مشتری‌های پروپا قرص میشه از نیویورک تایمز، مرسدس، اینفینیتی، نکست تراکینگ نام برد و در شرکت رومال لیف که به کمک و همراهی همسرشون پایه‌گذاری شده، شرکتی که در واقع به دنبال مبارزه پدرشون با بیماری سرطان و به منظور سلامتی و بهبود حال عمومی بیماران راه اندازی کردن و در اون محصولات CBD رو ارائه میدند. موفقیت های رومال لیف هم در مجله های مشهور و معتبری مثل GQ، ووگ، وانیتی فیر به ثبت رسیده. ایشون دارای مدرک MBA از دانشگاه وودبری هستند و همونطوری که اشاره کردن به زودی خودشون در سوکال آرمینین 95.5 HD3 برنامه رو شروع خواهند کرد که بتونن راهنمای افرادی باشن که دوست دارن شرکت و یا شرکت‌های خودشون رو پایه‌گذاری و بازاریابی بکنن. در ضمن تلفن تماس با استودیو 323-512-72-64 در خدمتون هست. اگر که سوالی دارین از خانم ماریا پالانجیان میتونین با استودیو تماس بگیرین یا اینکه میخواین تبریکی بهشون بگین برای اینکه دارن به خانواده KIRN میپیوندن. ماریا، my first question is about Global Fly. I explained in short that Global Fly is a marketing agency with well-known clients, but I want to learn more about it. And I also want to know, how many clients do you have so far?
Yes, so we have, I'll start with the number of clients that we have. We have 10 clients, and most of them are Fortune 500 clients. And what's different about our agency is that we do city takeover marketing campaigns. So we involve the community wherever we're advertising. As an example, if we're advertising Encino of Mercedes, we focus on the nearby cities in Encino, and we emerge the brand into different platforms like radio, podcast, influencers, billboards, and we mix up with different platforms and different marketing, but we use the same message across all the channels. And I think as a marketing agency, that's really what differentiates us from all the other agencies. We're experts in not just online marketing, but also offline marketing, influencer marketing, podcast advertising. So the expertise is vast, and it's pretty much it's needed for the city takeovers.
Do you think that this is so outstanding about your company that New York Times, Mercedes, Infinity, and Next Trucking decided to work with you?
Actually, the idea for the city takeover marketing campaigns came while I was working for New York Times. And then when I resigned, I was working for them, and I had the idea there. And I actually tested the idea while I was working there. And then when I resigned, I told them I'm starting my own agency and this is what I'm going to do. And they became my first client. They said, we love it. We're going to be your first client. And I became a vendor for New York Times. And I would do, in the beginning, it was a lot of, you know, white labeling and I would just help them with the campaigns. And then slowly I managed to get my own direct campaigns, clients like Next Trucking and Mercedes and Infinity and so on.
Wow, that's great. So you own two companies and you actually launched the startup of these two companies. What skills have been most useful in launching startup companies?
I'm going to say marketing. Marketing. You know, I've always had the idea, and I work with a lot of tech startups, tech companies, Harvard grads, that will literally come up with a business idea and test it and market it before the product is made, and that's how they test it. And so that proves that marketing is really the main skill set to have. If you're not able to sell and promote your product or service, you're not going to be able to succeed as a business. So I would say marketing, number one, and then finance. You need to understand finance. You have to have a good knowledge of profit and margins and cost per acquisition and things like that, that at the end of the day, you're profitable.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I could go on and you know, networking is another one. Obviously, you know, production, having an understanding if you're in production or if you're in service business. But I would say I would highlight marketing and finance as the top skills that you need to either have or invest in yourself and learn. Get books, get online courses and teach yourself. There are so many programs out there now that no entrepreneur should have an excuse to not be knowledgeable in these areas.
Very interesting. Okay, so let's say the phase of a startup it requires the skills of marketing, finance, and you also mentioned networking. But there is also another phase to each company, like it comes to managing it, taking care of ongoing tasks, concerns, challenges. So what about the required skills to take care of the ongoing tasks and challenges? If you want to have like two different phases between the startup and then ongoing tasks.
Sure. I would say, you know, obviously the startup phase has its own challenges and it's somewhat similar to the ongoing phase, but the difference between startup and ongoing is if you pass the startup phase, then that means you're at a successful phase where you're going to grow. That's where you need to focus on systems and processes. That's when you want to implement solid ways of doing things so that when you bring on a team, you're able to scale your business. You're able to grow it without you being involved in every single department. So I would say systems and processes and obviously looking into different softwares and technologies that are so affordable nowadays that you could use to create some of these systems and processes.
Thank you so much. That's really wonderful information to have. Now, let's talk about your second company, Roman Leaf. As I've mentioned in your bio, you and your husband co-founded Roman Leaf after your father's cancer diagnosis. I want to know why. What happened? What made you two decide to found Roman Leaf?
It was a personal need. I've been suffering with hemiplegic migraines since I was probably 12, but I got diagnosed at the age of 20. And the hemiplegic migraine is the type of migraine that causes numbness on half of my body, and it could potentially cause a stroke. So at the age of 20, when I got diagnosed, they said, you have to take this medication for the rest of your life. And it was a medication that would turn me into a vegetable, literally. I took it for a week. I hated it. I said, no, I don't want to be on pills from such a young age. Went back to the doctor, asked if there were natural ways that I could prevent this migraine or the numbness. Long story short, I decided to take chances and for, you know, 20 more years, didn't take any medicine and exercised and ate healthy. However, every 3 months or so, I would get my migraines and I would get that numbness and every time I would pray that I don't end up getting a stroke and you know, something debilitating. And with that said, when my dad got diagnosed with cancer, he did not want to take opioids. He did not want to take medicine anymore, but he was in so much pain. And that's when I got introduced to CBD, and I basically started researching and got it for him to use to ease his pain. And unfortunately, my father passed away, you know, within 2 months of being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. But, you know, his cancer was the reason that I found out the benefits of CBD. And then I used it for myself one day randomly when I had a migraine attack. And I realized that the numbness isn't there. And it was a miracle for me. Imagine suffering from this for 20 years and trying out so many different herbal things and natural things, and nothing worked. And then CBD within 5 minutes worked. And I was like, this is amazing. This is a miracle. And so I started researching more, and I would buy a certain brand. But one thing I noticed is that a lot of the brands out there were not consistent. I would buy the same brand, same everything, every month. 1 month it would work, another month it wouldn't. And so I started doing more research. And then I realized that sometimes the potency of the CBD that they're putting in the bottle, it doesn't necessarily match the amount that they're stating on the bottle. So there's a lot of inconsistencies, you know, because you don't know how much of what they're putting in the bottle unless they take it to a lab. And that's pretty much, you know, for me, it was the problem that I saw in the industry, where I noticed that there's no consistency in the quality of the product. And yet here I am, I found a solution, and I'm like, I'm not going to put my life into another brand's, you know, hands at this point. I'm going to take matters in my own hands, make a really good quality product that's going to have consistent amount of CBD inside, so that I know that every time I take it, it's going to help me get rid of the numbness and prevent a possible stroke. And that's, it started from me, and then I made it for myself, honestly, and then took it to 3 different labs to make sure that the level inside was the same. And then I'm surrounded by doctors and chiropractors and pharmacy friends who knew how much testing I'm doing, and they're like, hey, can you bring your product into our stores? We would love to sell it into our pharmacy and so on. And that's how we really started. It started with friends and people that knew me and knew how vigorous testing I had done and how high quality product we're making. And slowly it just evolved into this bigger brand now that's being, you know, featured in Vanity Fair, and we have a flagship store in Studio City and pitching to Sephora and other major retailers.
Wow, very interesting. So basically your dad's diagnosis, although it wasn't helpful for him, and I'm really sorry that you lost your dad, but it basically saved your life, something, a pain, yes, ongoing pain since the age of 12. And for 20 years, you literally went without any medication that was suggested because the medication had side effects that you weren't willing to deal with, right?
Correct.
It's an amazing story. Let me just translate a very short summary of what we just discussed about how you decided to start the Roma Leaf. And then I'm going to come back to the rest of my questions. دوستان عزیز با اجازهتون یک مقدار خیلی کوتاهی یا خلاصه‌ای در واقع از اون چیزی که ایشون تعریف کردن از این که چرا تصمیم گرفتن شرکت رومالیف رو پایه‌گذاری بکنن توضیح بدم. ایشون از 12 سالگی با بیماری مایگرین هدکس در سردردهای میگرنی مشکل داشتن، ولی در سن 20 سالگی بالاخره دکترها تشخیص دادن که ایشون این بیماری میگرن رو دارن و نوع میگرنی که داشتن طوری بوده که هر موقع که حمله میگرنی داشتن، نیمی از بدنشون هم حالت سری پیدا میکرده و بهشون گفته شده بوده که این نوع میگرن میتونه خطرناک باشه و حتی میتونه دلیلی بشه برای سکته مغزی، و داروهایی رو بهشون دادن که ایشون دوست نداشتن داروها رو استفاده بکنن به خاطر اینکه به گفته خودشون این داروها تأثیری که میذاشته میتونه حتی بدن ایشون تبدیل به یه وجتبول بکنه، یعنی هیچ کاری نمیتونستن بکنن دیگه. بنابراین از 20 سالگی تا 40 سالگی هم همچنان با درد ساختن و همیشه در نگرانی بودن که ممکنه دچار سکته مغزی بشن. بعد پدرشون در اون زمان بیماری سرطان دچار میشه که متاسفانه حالشون بهتر نمیشه و در عرض 2 ماه فوت میکنن. ولی در طی بیمار شدن پدر به دچار شدن پدر به بیماری سرطان از محصولات CBD استفاده میکنن و بعد ایشون هم که یه سردرد داشتن تصمیم میگیرن یک بار از این CBD استفاده بکنن و میبینن که در عرض 5 دقیقه این سر بودن بدن از بین میره و چقدر براشون مفید هست. بعد از اون ادامه میدن استفاده کردن از CBD رو که هم دردها ساکت میشده، هم نامنس بودن و سر بودن بدن از بین میرفته. ولی بعد متوجه میشن با وجودی که دقیقا همون مارک و برند رو استفاده میکنند ولی گاهی تاثیرگذار هست و گاهی تاثیرگذار نیست. یه مقدار تحقیق میکنن و میبینن که مقدار CBD که در هر شیشه گذاشته میشه همیشه به یک میزان نیست و به نوعی یه موقعی کمتر هست، یه مقدار بیشتر هست. بنابراین تصمیم میگیرن که خودشون برن دنبال این که این CBD رو تهیه بکنن که همیشه به مقدار میزان و تحت نظر درست استفاده بشه و از اونجا تصمیم میگیرن که رومالیف رو پایه‌گذاری بکنن که بتونن واقعا یک محصولی رو ارائه بدن هم برای خودشون و هم برای استفاده دیگران که همیشه یک مقدار باشه، سالم باشه و بتونه به افرادی که احتیاج دارن به این CBD به عنوان یک مصرف داروی استفاده بکنن کمکی بشه. I tried to translate as much as I could remember from our conversation. Now a question came to my mind. Is this you said that the CBD that you make at Roma leaf, the potency remains the same, and that's what is different from Roma leaf products versus the other products in the market. Is that the only reason that it was recognized by these famous magazines such as GQ, Vogue, Vanity Fair, or there are other reasons for that recognition?
Yeah, there's definitely other reasons. So another thing that I really, after researching this so intensely, is that I found that there were some CBD products that had some THC in it, and THC is that component that makes you high, that is like marijuana, right?
Right.
And I didn't want that in my product. I did not want that. And so I researched and made sure that our product is broad spectrum, and it's hemp derived. So it's not marijuana derived. It has nothing. Our product is not marijuana. It's from the hemp plant. And the hemp plant has all these amazing cannabinoids. And broad spectrum is actually one of the best, the most expensive CBDs you could find. And it has so many different components in it. It has CBN. It has CBN, which helps with sleep and anxiety. It's number one. But my main concern was to have no THC in it because I did not want to have any drugs in my body. You know, it's just not, as a mother of two and working for clients like New York Times and Mercedes, I have to be very, you know, focused. And so I would say that's the other differentiator, the two differentiators, broad spectrum where it has no THC and it's safe for use. We have patients and customers buying it for their kids. We have 9-year-olds buying it. And obviously consistency is another thing that I want every bottle to have what we are promising our customers that it has.
Wow, very interesting. پس همونطور که توضیح دادن محصول ایشون نه تنها این که همیشه به یک مقدار CBD توش هست، در این حال مطمئن نمیشن که به هیچ وجه THC در محصولاتی که ارائه میدن نباشه. همونطور که میدونید ماریجوانا 2 قسمت داره، یه مقدار CBD هست که کمک میکنه به افراد برای اینکه حال بهتری داشته باشن، دردها رو ساکت بکنه، و بعد اون قسمت THC هست که باعث میشه که به عنوان مواد مخدر استفاده بشه و اصطلاحاً میگیم افرادی که استفاده میکنن های میشه که اون واقعاً ضررای خودش رو خواهد داشت. در خدمت خانم ماریا پلنجیان هستیم. همونطور که گفتم ایشون قرار هست که به زودی به خانواده KIRN بپیوندن و برنامه‌های خودشون رو در کارآفرینی ارائه بدن، ولی الان وقت اون رسیده که به آگهی های بازرگانی بریم. بعد از شنیدن پیام ها باز در خدمت ایشون خواهیم بود و به سوالات خودم به ادامه خواهم داد. پس خواهش میکنم که با ما باشید تا قسمت دوم برنامه.
به رادیو ایران گوش میکنید.
KIRN 670 AM.
خانوم ها، آقایون، وکلای عمده فروش و کمکار، به حراج بیمه تصادفات خوش اومدین. مورد اول یک پرونده تصادف شدید به ارزش 1,000,000 دلار. لطفا پیشنهادتون رو بفرمایید. 1,000,000 1,000,000 2
700,000 دلار.
به 700,000 دلار. پیشنهادی کمتر نبود.
300,000.
به چه عالی. 301 302.
50,000 دلار.
به 51 52 50,000 3. تبریک میگم، پرونده 1,000,000 دلاری ستل شد به 50,000 دلار. به این دیگر وکیل مورد علاقه بیمه. مبارک موکلتون باشه.
پرونده های 1,000,000 دلاری خود را حراج نکنید. حراج نکنید. دریافت بالاترین میزان خسارت در تصادفات فقط و فقط در دفاتر دکتر کامران یدیدی. 818-999-99-99.
آقای دکتر، چه تلفن‌ها و فیچرهای قشنگی تو آفیستون گذاشتین. آفیستون خیلی شیک‌تر شده.
آقای رضا پارسی، مدیر شرکت موناتل کامیونیکیشن، تلفن و فیچرهای هر دو آفیسمون رو آپگرید کرد. بعد ضمن تماس با کمپانی اینترنت ما، سرعت اینترنتمون رو چندین برابر کرد. تخفیف زیادی هم رو هزینه اینترنت ما گرفت که هزینه اینترنت ما نصف شد و سه ماه اول هم هیچ هزینه‌ای پرداخت نکردیم.
چه خوب، چه عالی.
تو این دوران کرونا فیچرهای این تلفن‌ها خیلی به درد ما می‌خوره، چون برخی از کارکنان از طریق تلفن از خونه کار می‌کنن.
عجب جالبه.
من فکر می‌کنم شما که تو کار بیمه هستی و هم به همه بیزنس های دیگه تو این وضعیت بد اقتصادی خیلی کمک میکنه.
واو، پرداخت ماهیانه نصف میشه، سرعت اینترنت چند برابر میشه، سه ماه اول هم رایگان، دیگه از این بهتر نمیشه. فردا به آفیس آقای پارسی زنگ میزنم.
برای صرفه‌جویی بیشتر همکنون تلفن کنید 1-888-260-60 1-888-260-60.
قابل توجه ایرانیان مقیم کانادا، کمپانی ادوانس کریدیت ریپر کانادا با مدیریت آریان اقبالی مفتخر است که در سال گذشته با بیش از 2000 پرونده موفق در ونکوور و هزاران پرونده موفق در تورنتو در خدمت شما عزیزان بوده. اولین و بزرگترین کمپانی ترمیم و تسهیل کریدیت در آمریکا و کانادا. 1-800-اقبالی 1-800-344-2254.
پرومت مدیکال سپلای، به گواه مشتریان حقیقی.
من رامین هستم، خواستم که از این طریق از شرکت پرومت بابت همه رحمتایی که برای پدر من کشید تشکر فراوانی رو بکنم. تقریبا چند ماه پیش زانوبندای خیلی خوبی رو از شرکت پرومت خریداری کردم که همراه با ژل سرد کننده و گرم کننده میمه. پدر من 78 سالش هست، تقریبا میتونم بگم 3 ساله که خیلی سخت راه میرفت، ولی بعد از استفاده از این زانوبندا تونستش که بسیار خوب و عالی مثل 5 تا 6 سال پیش همراه من راه بیاد توی پارک. و من واقعا تشکر میکنم از شرکت پرومت، هم از محصول خوبی که به من معرفی کردن، هم از پیگیریشون چه تو مسائل اینشورنس، مسائل مدیکال و چیزایی دیگه. ممنون از همه محبت.
شما در هر نقطه آمریکا که باشید، پرومت صدها وسیله طبی که به کاهش درد کمک میکند، مانند بریس هایی که قابلیت گرم و سرد شدن را دارند، در اسرع وقت به دستتان میرساند با قبول اکثر بیمه ها مانند مدیکر، پی پی او و اچ ام او. 818-227-89-89 818-227-89-89.
شرکت پلانت کانکشن اعلام می‌دارد نرخ سود تسهیلات بانکی برای نصب سیستم‌های سولار به پایین‌ترین حد خود رسیده و همکنون شما می‌توانید بدون پیش پرداخت در اقساط 5 تا 30 ساله ضمن دریافت 26% تکس کردیت از 5% تخفیف ویژه پلانت کانکشن نیز برخوردار گردیده و اماکن مسکونی و تجاری خود را مجهز به مدرن‌ترین سیستم‌های سولار نمایید.
پلانت کانکشن بیاند دی پاور. 818-722-62-22.
خانم های با سلیقه، اگه میخواین با آشپزی آسون و طعم متفاوت از همسرانتون دلبری کنید، محصولات چاپ چاپ رو تجربه کنید. محصولات چاپ چاپ رو میتونید از فروشگاه های معتبر ایرانی و مدیترانه تهیه کنید. چاپ چاپ.
سلام، انوش هستم از مرسدس بنز انسینو. روز نو، اتومبیل نو از مرسدس بنز انسینو. از شما دعوت میکنیم که از این موقعیت استثنایی استثنایی مرسدس بنز سپرینگ ایونت استفاده کرده و اتومبیل ایدال خود را با خیال راحت به خانه ببرید. با من و آقای رضا غنی‌طوس با شماره 1800 گو مرسدس 1800 466 3723 تماس بگیرید. منتظر دیدارتان هستم.
آیا ازدواج شما قانونی است؟ آیا از حقوق خود در قبال اموال مشترک در زمان جدایی آگاهی دارید؟ اگر ازدواج شما قانونی نباشد، ممکن است در دادگاه خانواده هیچ حقی نداشته باشید.
دفاتر حقوقی نژادپور و همکاران 310-954-9595.
من سیامک شجریان، عهده‌دار تدریس آواز و ترانه های ایرانی هستم.
من کیاوش نورایی، سازهای ویالون، پیانو و سنتور را آموزش می دهم.
پریسا دانشور هستم، مدرس نی و موسیقی کودکان.
مهدی باقری هستم، مدرس کمانچه، ستار و تئوری موسیقی.
میثاق اسحاقی هستم، مدرس کمانچه، تنبک و دف.
متین اسحاقی هستم، مدرس تار و ستار.
310-477-4141.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Republicans are ready to deploy the filibuster today to block a commission on the January 6th insurrection. The vote would be the first successful use of a filibuster this year to halt Senate legislative action. With the Senate evenly split 50-50, the tally is likely to fall short of the 60-vote threshold to launch debate. The Biden administration has informed Russia it will not rejoin a key arms control pact, even as the two sides prepare for a summit next month. The U.S. will not re-enter the Open Skies Treaty, which had allowed surveillance flights over military facilities in both countries. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street. The Dow gained 141 points, but the Nasdaq lost one, and the S&P 500 was up four. This is SRN News.
با هم و در کنار هم به سوی آینده‌ای روشن.
رادیو ایران 670 AM.
Entrepreneurs with Debbie Amini.
کارآفرینان.
سلامی دوباره خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز. امیدوارم که از قسمت اول برنامه لذت برده باشید و همچنان با ما باشید در این قسمت از برنامه ها که در خدمت میهمان عزیز خانم ماریا پالانجیان هستیم. همونطور که توضیح دادم، ایشون صاحب دو کمپانی بزرگ هستند، گلوبال فلای که یک آژانس بازاریابی هست و همینطور رومال لیف که در واقع محصولات CBD رو ارائه میکنن که بتونن کمک بکنن به سلامتی و بهبود حال افراد. نکته دیگه‌ای که قابل توجه هست در مورد خانم ماریا پالانجیان این هست که به زودی خودشون در KIRN برنامه هایی خواهند داشت در قسمت ارمنی زبان و روی موج 95.5 HT3 سوکال آرمینین و از هم تجربیات خودشون با شنوندگان عزیز در میان خواهند گذاشت و هم که مهمانانی رو دعوت خواهند کرد. ماریا، how excited are you to join the KIRN family?
I am so excited because I actually I've been on the other side where as a marketing agency I've looked into advertising with you guys for potential customers and in many cases have. So it's super exciting to be part of your team and to be able to share some of the wealth of knowledge that we've gathered over the years as a marketing agency helping these bigger companies. I'm excited to share it with everyone. I believe that smaller businesses need to start thinking bigger and figure out what to do to be able to get through these difficult, challenging times, you know? And so that's my, it's my way to give back to the community, but I'm just thrilled to be part of this network. I think everybody here is so talented and what you guys are doing is just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. So let me ask you, as a previous client of KIRN, that you looked into marketing for other brands and other companies with us, what was your experience? I want to know what is your suggestion to other people and audience who are listening to us right now, and they're using KIRN as a platform to market for their business.
You guys go above and beyond like no other network.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And to me, that's important. You know, and there's always that open communication as to, you know, is it working? Is it not? You know, because some clients have tracking abilities. They're tracking it with phone calls. They want to see if the radio ads with your station is working. So, you know, if for some reason somebody's campaign isn't doing well or they're not getting any phone calls due to the advertising, there's always that open communication to reach out and say, listen, guys, we need some help here, you know, and then you guys will help out, give bonuses, whatever it takes to make the client happy and to help give results, you know. And I think at the end of the day, that's it. That's all we're all looking for. When we're investing money in anything, whether it's a product or service, we want to get what we're promised. And that's what you guys are known for, at least in my agency and within my clients. You guys keep your promise, and that's huge. That's hard to find nowadays with media networks.
Great. That's great to know. And a shout out to all the people who are working in the marketing department of KIRN, as well as everybody else involved to help them out. Do you know the schedule for when it's going to be aired?
Yes, I believe starting June, the first Friday of June on SoCal KRIN 95.5 FM on Fridays at 9 p.m. is what we are planning to do. That's when we're planning to air it.
Very good. So it's literally on the corner, first Friday of June.
Yes.
And then it's going to be a weekly program. So every Friday at what time did you say?
9 p.m.
Every Friday at 9 p.m. your show is going to be on. And are you going to start by giving information about your own experience, something similar to what we talked today, or are you going to bring guest speakers?
It's going to be a combination of both. So guest speakers are going to come, and they're all going to be experts in different fields like fashion, beauty, e-commerce. We're going to talk a lot about online business because this shift, what COVID has done is obviously a lot of the small businesses are now forced to go online, or they're forced to close their doors, and they don't know how to go online. So we're going to be that place where people can go and figure out what the next steps are and how to do it in the easiest and less costly way. So that's my goal, to be able to bring on people that not just inspire, but give actionable advice that the listeners could take and do and be able to push their businesses forward and succeed and grow. And so it'll be a combination. And the other side will be, because Roma Leaf is somewhat of a startup, I feel like it's the best example that I could always use to share, almost like a daily, you know, how like if you were to share a daily journal or a daily diary of your life, it's going to be a weekly sort of diary of Roma Leaf. And I'm going to be very open about the things that I'm doing that are working, the things that I'm doing that aren't working. And so if somebody else is in a similar business or any business, you know, that's online, offline. At the moment, I'm going to have experience and share so much about having a retail store, about having an online store, and having a wholesale business. So talking about all those three different channels of sales, it's going to be an ongoing conversation where I'm always going to update people and tell them, this is what we did last week, and this is what worked, and this is what didn't. And I'm hoping that through my successes and mistakes, I can help others save time and help them succeed. That's ultimately my goal. So again, to summarize, it's going to be sort of like a journey of Roma Leaf in real time so that it can actually be useful for people, and also experts that will come in and not only share what they've done that's helped them succeed, but also action items that they could advise us to take to be able to take our business to the next level.
Very interesting. And is your program going to be in English or Armenian?
It's going to be in English, but I am thinking of having some Armenian guests as well, where we could potentially do it in Armenian as well. We're sort of trying to finalize that aspect a little bit.
So you speak both languages, correct?
I do. I do speak Armenian. My only concern with Armenian is that, you know, sometimes the dialogue could be a little bit different. So there's just little nuances we have to solidify, but most likely it's going to be English, and we might have some episodes where we're interviewing an Armenian entrepreneur. And if they're comfortable to speak Armenian, I'm more than happy to do it. I'm really fluent in Armenian.
That's very great. Have you decided who your first or the first few guest speakers are going to be?
You know, it's so hard. I can't even mention. It's literally a debate between three different entrepreneurs that we interviewed earlier this week, and I'm going to let that be a surprise, if that's okay.
Of course, we like surprises as well. I was just wondering if you know who you already made the decision and you want to announce their names so people know who they are going to listen. But what about the type of the business that you're going to talk about? Like, let's say the first, I understand that every week you're going to share some information about Roma Leaf and how it's going. What are the good things about it and what was challenging? But what about besides that? Do you know what kind of business you're going to talk for the first few weeks?
Yes. So, for example, the first week, most likely, if we do end up going with the guest that I have in mind, Valerie, she's been a veteran in the fashion industry for the past, I want to say, 30 years now. And, you know, I feel like with this, with especially everything that's moving more towards online, there's a huge shift in fashion brands, and anybody who's in the fashion or retail business could use her advice in terms of, you know, how to get into the retail chains and how to sell it, whether it's online or doing the shows, the trade shows, and so on. So that's one example where we're going to sort of focus on the fashion industry and anybody's that interested in that industry, fashion and beauty also, because a lot of the questions I asked her were pertaining to Roma Leaf. I was wondering, you know, because we're getting ready and sort of in the midst of, you know, pitching to Sephora, I had so many questions about how does it work when you're going to that level, right? We are a small business and now you have to take on this huge retailer. What are the things that we should look out for? So I'm sort of excited about this opportunity because I think the opportunity for her to share her wealth of knowledge, because it's the fashion industry has gone through so many different challenges on its own that I see these younger designers so talented and they're solely relying on Instagram to promote and online, but then they don't really know all the other ways that they could potentially grow their business. And that's what Valerie, who's going to be either the first guest or one of the first few guests, she's going to share a lot of insights because she has her own brand. She has a showroom in the fashion district in downtown and has been in the industry for so long that she's just a wealth of knowledge about the entire industry. And then to sort of dive a little bit deeper into the other industries, you know, e-commerce is huge right now, and we were constantly asked, how should I move my business online? Where do I begin? And so there's going to be a lot of talk about that in general, just how, what are the main things that you would need to just get the ball rolling, just get your business out there. We don't want you to shut your doors, but we have the solutions, and that's what we're going to share with a lot of people and with the guests that will be on the show to discuss.
Perfect. Let's say that one of the audience members is thinking about starting his or her own company, and they have many questions, like where they should start with, how do they get the permits that they need to get, what would be the challenges in the business that they are thinking about. Do you create that opportunity for the audience members to call you and ask their questions, and perhaps you can guide them like step by step, showing them where to start, what they're supposed to do, what they can expect in the future? Are you able to help them in that regards?
Absolutely. And that's such a great question, because part of the topics that we are going to discuss is broken out into phases, right? Like when you're starting out, well, where do you begin? And I believe that a lot of people that have great ideas, the challenge is they just feel overwhelmed. They don't know where to begin. And there are so many times that I hear them sort of starting from the end and then going backwards. And I'm just like, no, you should, there are certain steps you need to take in the beginning stages. You have to do research. You have to understand who your competitors are. Do all this before you jump in, you know. And for example, you know, I had this one person who had invented this particular product and thought that it does not exist. When they came to us for consultation and told us, my team, the first thing we did was research and see if it exists or not. And we found four other people doing the same exact thing. And one of them was a big company. And so then I said, you got to go back to square one again and rethink that idea or come up with another one, because, you know, do the research. So my plan and my hope is that we are breaking it down into small pieces that would be so simple and easy for people to follow, whether it's phase one, where they have to think about competitors and research the industry a little bit, get familiar with who are going to be the audiences, the target audiences that they're going to sell, and so on. Do the research, do their homework, and then once they solidify that there's no other product similar, or if there is, that's okay, but how are they going to be different, right? Once they solidify that, then it takes them to another phase where they would basically figure out the name and make sure that they're searching the name to make sure that no other company uses that name. I mean, just there's so many little things that most people don't know. And one thing that I have done over, I want to say the last 7 months, I've partnered with score.org, which is a national nonprofit organization funded by the SBA. And I started doing a lot of pro bono training online through Score to these smaller businesses that need help with marketing and so on. And throughout every webinar, people would reach out to me and ask me questions that I realized are about the first phase, like, how do I begin? Where do I begin? I don't want to make mistakes, and so on. And so we put this guide together, and this is going to be available on my website. So whatever we talk about, we're going to have complimentary PDF guides and documents that people can download, and like a checklist more than anything, so that it's simple and easy to follow. So that people can follow and be able to actually take it and do something about it. Because one thing I want to emphasize on, and one thing I really want to make sure that the listeners know how the show is going to be different, it's going to be so different that it's going to push them to take action, and all their dreams of starting something someday has to be today. That's my goal, to make it, to give them no excuses not to start today. I'm going to give them the information, but at the same time, it will be followed by a simple guide, a checklist that they could just follow and say, okay, I need to do a competitive analysis. I need to do this. I need to do that. Great. And then next week, if we're discussing phase two or how to market or whatever, that will also have some helpful information.
Perfect. So it's going to be like a continuous educational program.
Correct. Perfect.
Maria, when you were talking about Roma Leaf, a few times you mentioned Sephora. And as far as I know, Sephora is a makeup store and perhaps some skin and facial care products. What are the products that you actually are offering? Because in the beginning, we talked about your migraine headaches and how it helped you with becoming healthy and getting rid of the pain. But what are the products that you have in general, basically, since you're working with Sephora as well?
That's a great question. So we have our topical collection. So our product entails sort of two different categories. It's the bath bombs, followed by a skin face serum, which is amazing for wrinkles. We call it the Botox without the needles, literally. And then we've got the pain balm, which is like a cream that relieves pain and so on, and especially with arthritis and things like that. But for Sephora, it's mainly the bath bombs and the face serum that, you know, that would be the proper category that would sort of
fit. So it's like an anti-aging product, or?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Exactly. And then the oils that we have, those are the ones that you take like supplements. You take it like a vitamin almost, right? And it's an oil that you would just take under your tongue. You then swallow it. It's ingestibles. So that's something that obviously is not Sephora, and that we're definitely, you know, that's the product that's being sold at pharmacies. It's being sold by chiropractors, but chiropractors are using our bath bombs and pain relief bombs, the creams also, because they're actually using it on their patients.
Mm-hmm.
Because it smells amazing, number one. Most hemp products, CBD products, have this distinct smell. You kind of just like, it smells weird. Ours, we've modified it so much in a way where, you know, the testing and the scientifically, the way we formulated it is done in a way where it's like, it smells like, one smells like cool breeze, like this clean sort of masculine smell. And then the other version is this feminine vanilla light smell. So you won't even, you'll smell amazing while you have the product on, and it'll ease the pain and moisturize and so on.
That's great. Maria, we're almost getting to the end of the program. So before we run out of time, I want you to talk to our audience members who speak Armenian and give them the message of you becoming a KIRN family and also the other wonderful stuff that you do in Armenian.
Oh, nice. Okay. Բարև ձեզ, ես Մարիա Փալանջյանն եմ, շատ ուրախ եմ, որ socalarmenia.com-ի թիմի մեջ եմ լինելու on KRIN 95.5 FM HD3 ամեն ուրբաթ օրը ժամը 9-ին։ Խնդրում եմ, լսեք իմ շոուն, եւ եթե ինչ հարցեր ունեք, իմ website-ը պատրաստ կլինի ձեր համար, որ կարողանաք ինձ հետ contact անեք, ինչ հարցեր ունեք, ինչ օգնություն կարիք ունեք, կարող եք ինձ հարցնեք, եւ ես հույսով եմ, որ ձեզ օգնեմ, որ ձեր բիզնեսը առաջ տանեք, ձեր գործերը առաջ տանեք, եւ իմանաք, որ դուք մենակ չեք, ինչ դժվարություններ որ դուք ունենում եք, դուք մենակ չեք, ձեզ օգնող կա, եւ ես հույսով եմ, որ ես կօգնեմ, եւ իմ ովքեր որ պետք է գան շոուի վրա եւ ինտերվյու լինեն, իրանք ձեզ կօգնեն, եւ դուք սկսեք առաջ գետա, ձեր գործերը առաջ գետա, եւ հույսով եմ, որ բոլորդ էլ ուրախ կլինեք իմ շոյով։ Մերսի շատ, տեսնում ձեզ։
Thank you so much. I think you and I have to come up with a deal. I teach you Farsi, you teach me Armenian. How about that?
I got it. I love it. I love it.
That's great. Sounds good to me. Okay. It was really a pleasure having you and sharing all the wonderful information with our audience. And I want to welcome you to the KIRN family one more time on my behalf and the rest of the family. I'm sure that the audience member will definitely benefit from your wonderful programs.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so happy and feel blessed to be part of the family, and I'm thankful for the audience. Thank you all for listening, and hopefully you'll follow my show as well. And Debbie, you're amazing. Thank you. You're such an inspiration. Thank you so much for setting the standard so high.
Thank you so much. دوستان عزیز، به پایان برنامه امروز نزدیک میشیم. از اینکه با ما بودید خوشحالم و امیدوارم که در برنامه آینده باز هم در خدمت شما باشم با مهمان عزیز دیگه‌ای در قسمت کارآفرینان. تا برنامه آینده، روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.